right, so James Baker, within a couple of hours of that conversation between myself and Kash Patel, here on America's Voice Live on Real America's Voice, the program I do in the afternoon, he was gone. It was revealed he was gone. And then I had the opportunity to speak to the man who was the original whistleblower, right? The original whistleblower came into the conversation. We'll get to that in just a moment. But here's what's important. We've gone all in trying to find the truth for you. And so far, maybe this changes everything. But Kash doesn't think Elon has been fully open about what he has. And he wants it all, every bit on the table. So we know from Baker to Christopher Wray to the kids behind the curtain at Twitter, who was involved? What did they do? When did it start? Who should be going to jail? I agree on all of that. And one of the people that should be in jail maybe first is, of course, Hunter Biden himself. I mean, by just about any metric, he's committed a series of felonies, including buying a gun illegally, crimes that would put you or me behind bars immediately. Then there's this from the computer repairman and whistleblower. It started it all back in 2019. John Paul Mac Isaac, also speaking to me yesterday afternoon, told me he feared for his life because he found the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop. And then he shared this. Listen, what are some of the things on there that you felt made you uneasy and fearful for your life?
Well, there was an interaction with Hunter and a bouncer at a club that he used to attend to where he got thrown out of. And he was making multiple requests for that individual that threw him out for the name and contact information for that individual so he could have him killed.
It was in writing.
Not the guy that threw him out, not the guy that handled his laptop. So I was afraid. Nobody tells somebody, I need that guy's name so I can have him killed. Nobody says that. No normal person says that.
No sane person. No sane person says that. No normal person says that. Thrown out of a bar. And these are some of the exchanges that we wait to see. Now, this is part of the Hunter Biden story, which is running parallel to the Twitter suppression and censorship story. We need it all. We want it all on the table. We want to know about Hunter Biden's criminal activity, his connection to his father, the connection to Uzbekistan or Tajikistan or Stan, whoever, China, Ukraine, Russia, some Stan. I get confused. Stan, 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 and Stan. It's all dirty. You know it, and so do I. It's all dirty. And then they tried to hide it after they suppressed it, after they impacted the 2020 presidential election. Remember, 10% of the Biden voters, more than 8 million people, said they would not have voted for Joe Biden if they had known the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop. Not that they all would have voted for Trump. That's not it at all. But for the sake of argument, if you take 8 million votes away, then states like Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin all end up in Donald Trump's column most likely, no matter what the games were that were being played. Georgia, 12,000 votes. Arizona, a few thousand votes. Nevada, a few thousand votes. Wisconsin, the big wide one at 20,000 votes. All could have changed because people would not have voted for Joe Biden. Some might have voted for Trump. Others would have voted for a third-party candidate. Some wouldn't have voted for president at all or cast a ballot at all. Because Joe Biden's dirty. He's neck deep and dirty. That's the way it looks at every angle. A cut for the big guy. A cut for the big guy. Always a cut for the big guy. Yeah. Always a cut for the big guy. And Joe Biden was cut into all of these deals. And there are those Hunter Biden emails in the laptop saying that oftentimes he gave as much as half of his earnings to pops. Half. So when he flew on Air Force Two, for example, to go to China with Dear Daddy-O, who was the vice president, and a week later had a multi-billion dollar loan arrangement with that Chinese energy company. Do you think it was just magic? You think old Joe was just shuffling along? When Joe said, we're not going to give you $1 billion in funding to Ukraine unless you get that guy off the case, the guy investigating the firm that Hunter Biden was working for, Burisma. Is that just happy accident? No chance. These people are dirty and they're selling us out. You know it and so do I. The question is, what can we do about it? The Senate now belongs to the Democrats because people like Mitch McConnell didn't do their job. Mitch McConnell, this is on you. You didn't support good candidates in places like Arizona and Nevada. Two Senate seats that would flip that chamber from blue to red. Nevada and Arizona, both important seats. Nevada was the easiest. Arizona well within reach, and you didn't spend a nickel. What a weasel. And leaves us here. Yeah, I think it's time for somebody to challenge Mitch McConnell for the leadership of the Republican Party. Time to ditch Mitch. That's it. Ditch Mitch. We're done with it. I'm over it. Have been for a long time, but now it's time to just get loud about it. All right? Time to get loud and ditch Mitch. There you have it. All right. We'll get to all this, continue this conversation. But James Baker is out. Coincidence, right after we were talking about him here, that I was talking about him here on America's Voice Live at 2 in the afternoon. I kind of doubt it was a coincidence. Elon, thank you for watching. Let's see here. Welcome at Geothermal, a way to save you money. If you have a well in your yard and you want a hybrid geothermal system, Well Connect, the way to go. It's a really ingenious system. Uses the well water in your yard. It's renewable energy. It attaches to your heating and cooling system, can save you 70% because that water temperature is constant. Therefore, it can cool your house for free. And you'll save 70% on heating it. It's remarkable. WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be right back.